You're listening to Yingyu Yoshen, AU English. Today's keyword is stalker. A stalker is someone who keeps following or contacting someone else, especially a famous person, in an annoying and frightening way. 跟踪者. Here is an example. Did you know that John Lennon was murdered by a stalker?
你知道约翰列侬就是被一个跟踪者杀掉的吗？
今天我们要说的 stalker 是一位追星追到山无棱天地合的姐姐。话说我卷福 Benedict Cumberbatch 突然有一天发现自己的门口总是有一个大姐溜达来溜达去。At the beginning, he didn't pay much attention to her because he is used to being mobbed wherever he goes and he is a good sport about it.
但是这位姐姐可不光是溜达，她还在卷福的门口和车上系上红丝带。哎，你说这没事干嘛往别人家系红丝带呢？
跟恐怖电影一样哈。原来 Red Ribbons feature in the Sherlock Holmes novel The Mystery A Study in Scarlet. Dr. John Watson uses the red ribbon to secure his scrapbook of case notes.
这事儿把小说的情节带到现实生活中来了。人家卷福现在也是有娃的人了，你这天天在人家门口系红丝带，谁受得了呢？
So, he called the local police, and the woman has now been issued with an official police information notice over harassment, which forbids her from contacting the actor.
你看，你看，玩大了吧？这位姐姐，作为福尔摩斯的剧迷，我必须要说爱护卷福，人人有责。
By the way, the Sherlock Christmas special is set to air on January the 1st, 2016.
再等等，大家再等等就能看到啦。最后一起听一下福尔摩斯圣诞特辑的预告吧。
See you next time.
Mr. Holmes, I thought you should let me know when you're planning to come home.
I hardly knew myself, Mrs. Hudson. That's the trouble with dismembered country squires. They're notoriously difficult to schedule.
What's in there?
Never mind. Thank you.
Did you catch a murderer, Mr. Holmes?
Caught the murderer. Still looking for the legs. I think we'll call it a draw.
And I notice you've published another of your stories, Dr. Watson.
Yes. Did you enjoy it?
No.
Oh?
I never enjoy them.
Why not?
I never say anything, do I? According to you, I just show people up the stairs and serve you breakfast.
Well, within the narrative, that is, broadly speaking, your function.
Like what?
The name is Sherlock Holmes and the address is 221B Baker Street.